Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Even if it may, someone may not agree with it. Like, so if we go to, oh, I don't like the way the women always be fighting and cussing at each other on Zeus, then, well, you like it when men do it? Like, you like wrestling? You like WWE? You know what I mean? You are, all right, you don't like, oh, it's overly sexualized. All right, so you don't like Victoria's Secrets? You don't like, you ain't never seen a porno? So it's like, I'm accepting and outwardly, for everything that I am, I'm putting it out there for y'all. So I have no soul. So when I'm almost a ratchet right now, you know, and, or you know what? I'm on some conscious, because I'm going to take this moment to understand this and dive deep. But as I'm discovering myself, I have no shame, no secrets in anything that I am. So can't nobody come out and expose me. If it, Cat Williams saying 2024 is the year that the truth has to come, I live my truth. I have no secrets. There's nothing false about me.
Well, so you know a lot about how, as we just talked about media, on how it does have such an influence over our behavior.
Yes.
Right? So you being a man of position, a man of power.
So the responsibility,
right?
Conversation.
Right. That's the responsibility, because I get the general aspect. We all human. I don't look for no man to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Because I never met a perfect man in my life.
Ever.
And I think it's hypocrisy, the things that we hold people to.
Yeah.
Right? That we don't hold true to ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's not what we're getting at. It's getting at that, as you talked about, we got these people that are billionaires and millionaires and things of that nature, you know. I think that general society could celebrate it more, mm-hmm. if we felt that you took the responsibility, right, and the privilege more serious, right? Because there are, we know that advertisers,
yeah.
and agencies, they run the culture.
Yeah.
Nothing gets green lighted unless they put money behind it.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
feel me? But what they green light.
Advertisers, agencies, and attorneys.
Yeah. But what they green light is always the negative toxicity.
See, you feel I me? Think
for
I,
the most part, look, I've been doing high level conversations for years. I've been pushing my movement for years. You think you know for a fact, ain't nobody gonna ever try to come and, yo, Keys, we want to see more of this.
Yeah.
You know, even though it works.
Yeah.
No, because they would rather push. You talk about low frequency
on
the people. They don't want you to ascend to a God consciousness.
Yeah.
They don't want you to think at that. They don't want people operating in freedom of thought like Nick Cannon does, to where you can take yourself from seeing a crackhead getting beat, right, to being one of the biggest media mogul people who have this great power and influence and freedom.
Right.
Their goal is to keep you in the lowers.
Yeah.
Right. Keep you demoralized to where you don't have values, which don't create standards, and you don't build institutions.
Yeah.
Right. To keep you in lower dark desires.
Yeah.
So there's a responsibility that I believe that we have as stewards.
Yeah.
Right. Of power, of wealth, of intellect, that we become these founding fathers.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, the Constitution was built off this ethic and moral principle, purpose.
100%.
Thing that you're going to build an entire civilization off of, a cold country. So, and maybe everybody feels like, well, it's not my responsibility. But if everybody feels like that, then it never gets done. And so my whole thing is that we are of this generation to where everything we do does have an impact and an effect, and now at an even higher level.
Yeah.
Right? Not so much as it used to, because now we get to control what we put out there, and we get to dictate what is popular and what is culture. And yeah, you can do the strip club, don't have to be live stream. You go to the strip club. That's different. But what I
once
want
you, now once you put it out there,
right,
the responsibility
and
of that.
If, And Sexy Red wouldn't be as somebody that people criticize so much if there was more Lauryn Hills in the world, right? There was more Rhapsodies in the world that we celebrated and also had a balance for that young girls would look up and then want to become.
Yeah.
So as it's a trickle effect of things that happen. And that's where the moral responsibility comes along with the wealth.
As a father, because I'll bring it all the way home, even with that. I've witnessed this responsibility conundrum firsthand in my own household. And I think this is where it helped me because, one, it's all about balance. I mean, that sounds like the very generic statement, like, oh, you got to have balance. But I bring it all the way
maybe
home.
Maybe it's about balance, but no, maybe it's actually not even about balance because balance just keeps you teetering on light or dark. It's more so about things being in favor of better influence.
Yeah, and then having standards.
Right.
So like that's why I said,
if I'm drinking, I don't want balance the way I got days where I'm sober. And
yeah,
I'm
drunk. Yeah, totally. And that's what I said on, that would have been the surface answer.
Yeah.
But like I said, when I bring it home as a father, it's about accountability and relatability.
Yeah.
And those two things, when those two things come together, because when I sit with my daughter, who loves rapping Ice Spice lyrics, who 13 now and got an IG page and want to throw a filter on, if I'm so harsh on her, like, I don't want you to do that, then dad's out of touch. Dad's it becoming authoritarian opposed to authoritative, you know? So I never, and I feel like I bring that back into the culture where, I understand what's going on in the culture and I can still move around and be a part of it and be relatable and still accountable to take my L's when like, yeah, I was just also fucked that day. Or yeah, I did do that. You know what I mean? But, you know, don't charge it to my heart. But it's like, yes, I'm going to do shit. Like I always say, I don't ever want to be a role model. I want to be a real model. Because I live a real life. There's some things that I'm gonna do that you're not gonna agree with. And I can take the accountability of owning that. Therefore, now when we talk about the conversation with myself and my children and my daughter, however, I can say, look, I did a lot of shit that I wouldn't advise you to do. But now that you saw that I did it, I want you to make the decision on what's best for you. And in that, I can now, I'm having in real time, having these conversations with my teenagers, then I'm like, yeah, Dad, did you do that? Yeah, I did that shit. You know what I mean? If I was you, I wouldn't do what I did. But now that you saw that I did that, how would you handle it if this was your situation? And I get to relate to not only my children, but to the community, to people. Because again, a lot of times when people get to my position or even others, they lose the relatability. They lose the sense of reality. If I wanted to, I could be one of those guys that never come outside, who I made enough money, I could have my stoic opinions on certain things, and I'd just be like, look, I don't care. I don't like this. I could be, you know, that's the downfall of Bill Cosby. We saw he got so drunk with power, so drunk that he didn't even relate to the community no more when he once was a man of the community. You know what I mean? Like, we see these different individuals, and I never want to get to a space where
but then you got, like, Denzel's. He'll never pop out, but he feels so connected.
Yeah,
he's
an anomaly.
And we connect with Denzel because what? We feel like his values are connected to culture.
Denzel got some going on.
He might. I don't even want to know.
You can't be a good trainer and that ain't never did no fuck.
No, I ain't saying he don't. But he seems as a good father for
no,
the culture,
100%.
Right?
No,
when you think about who Denzel is, you like,
you can't play Frank Lucas. I ain't never got
No, that's what makes him relatable. But if you follow Denzel's path, where would you end up? If that's all
greatness.
You had to do was follow, it's
greatness.
That's greatness.
Yeah.
And so what it does is it gives you, see, that's why, you know, I believe you happen to have one of those characters that, you know, just like myself, I have multiple interests.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't want to do what you want me to do. I want to do what I want to do.
Right.
Right? But of course, I'm going to do good at the end of the day because that's what my spirit aligns with.
The journey, exactly.
I come
from
St. Louis and Oakland, so I come from the streets, and I also do not have to confide by what you think is perfect, or I'm not trying to be that. I do take on the responsibility that I'm not going to ever try to influence people intentionally, negatively, right? So, but what I was getting to was, as a father goal is to elevate.
Mm.
There's a lot of things about my father that I didn't relate to, right? And if you're blessed to have a certain perspective on life, because perspective is key, that you are able to take the good, right, from the bad.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody is not blessed with that.
Yeah.
So, like, you have a lot of children. I got a lot of brothers and sisters, so I see how this thing goes.
Yeah.
They can both grow up with the same experiences, but have a different perspective. So one child may have the certain personality type to filter that, to be like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. The other child may not have that consciousness to filter that. They say, I'm going to do that thing that's the Lord. Why? Because their needs may be arranged differently.
Right, right.
So this is where, when we look at society, how society is programmed, holy, most people are crowd-minded. They do with the crowd. They're not
my thinkers. Yeah.
They're not.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Hey, everybody else is going left.
The mob mentality.
So you go right.
Yeah.
No, most people want to assimilate so that they can get the privilege of assimilation, which is being a part of these social circles that come with these benefits.
100.
I will want to raise a child that is the outlier that leads the circle rather than in it, because I don't know where that circle is leading.
Right.
And we look at society today, society, the IQ of children has dropped.
Yes.
For this generation, for the first time in history.
Yep.
That these children are
getting dumber.
Getting dumber. Society is getting dumber.
Yeah.
And we're losing, is we have less and less morals ever than before. So therefore, it's we don't even judge things from a moral standpoint anymore. Right? We get emotionally tied up into things, and that's why we go at things that we get connected to. But it's not moral. Why? Because society doesn't put high morals on a pedestal anymore.
Mm.
So And that didn't start with our generation.
Yeah,
our generation is already two generations in as children from when it first started.
Yeah.
Right? To where we are the
70s
children of the
was children. A like, they was doing some wild shit.
Look at what happened in the 70s. Pimp culture came, drug culture came, psychedelics.
Yeah.
Right? And then you go into the 80s.
Capitalism.
The drugs became worse. Capitalism.
That's
crack.
What came about money.
You go into the 90s. You know what I mean? It became worse. Instead of fight the power, we fight each other.
Yeah.
You feel me? Then you go into 2000s. And then now we just so distracted and on the internet and social
surface.
Media. And this millennial
no
thing.
Yeah.
To where now it's you can do any and everything.
Yeah.
But that doesn't give you a path to go the right way. Right? So there's 1,000 paths and there's no direction.
But what is the right way?
The direction, the right way is to do good unto others as you will have good done unto self. And so if you give somebody else's child or another person the same opportunity to develop the correct mind to make the right decisions throughout life based on the things that you do having a positive impact, right, on them versus, well, I'm going to live out all of my light and dark, mm-hmm. right? And you can't do that. That's your choice and your prerogative, right? It's like being a Muslim means you have free will,
yeah.
right? But your will can be good will,
yeah.
right? Which people consider to be God's will, right? Or it can be bad.
Right.
right, which people believe you're devaluing, so not
devalue
having value.
The devil.
Right? And yeah. sin in Hebrew is when things are off target, so that means that people don't have aim for their life. They're not going in that right direction.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's debatable as far as what you consider to be right or wrong.
But that's what you said, because it goes back to the responsibility, and you brought up the exact point that I believe. It's like, throughout this journey, if someone is, you know, they place that judgment, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's all said and done, they're going to say that's a good man. They're a good man. So it's like, I think, you know, Marcus Aurelius said it best, man, is like, spend less time arguing about the definition of a good man and be one.
Mm.
And really, I walk with such valor, you know what I mean, with such sovereignty when, however you feel about me or even my actions,
yeah.
you're going to say that's a good person.
So let's get to some of the good things you did. We spent enough time on that now. I let the audience have that conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
First of all, you put a lot of people on in the culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? A lot of people, man, with the wild and out thing.
Yeah.
There's so much thing I don't know about what you've done behind
yeah.
the scenes, looking yeah. out for people, making sure people are straight on certain things.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's probably the most beautiful part about people's stories is the unknown parts.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Being solid when ain't yeah. nobody watching.
But when you did Wild and Out, you kickstarted so many different careers.
Yeah.
You feel me? And gave so many people a platform to go from like social media to a global stage.
Yeah.
And that to me is the beautiful thing about when we're able to create jobs and create opportunities. Now that has a trickle effect on communities.
Yeah.
Right? That to me is the part that is the good influence, right?
Yeah.
I look at Cannon's class, right?
Yeah.
Cannon's class, you know, were high-level conversations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't really think about that till today, but I'm like, bro, yeah. you had these high-level conversations going on at a high level, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was at a risk.
Yeah.
Right?
Fact.
And so this is where I respect when people make those risks,
yeah.
right? And this is why I believe you are blessed, because I think you have more than a balance. But it's just that we always highlight the things we don't like.
Yeah.
And when there are good things, we're like, oh, well, he supposed to do that.
right.
But as I see so many examples in your relationships, like even your relationship with Kevin Hart, it seems like a real brotherhood.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Which seems to be necessary. I love to see when him and Dave Chappelle are together and they
yeah.
have that circle, and it feels like they're Chris Rock and all of them. It feels like they're connecting with each other and got each other back. And I believe they're some sense of holding each other at least accountable as far as like, let me keep it real with you. Let me
yeah,
keep
yeah,
it real
fact.
With you there.
Yeah. Or even just giving you guidance. Yeah.
Right. That's something that I feel we need to highlight more. It's not about the success and the money that you get.
Yeah.
Right. It's about, you know, the integrity and the relationships that you have. And I think we just don't highlight that.
You know what? To that point, man, I hear this conversation all the time about gatekeepers.
Yeah. Are you a gatekeeper?
Goddamn right I'm a gatekeeper. And I'm a gatekeeper, and I'm only got the gate holding open.
Ooh, okay, okay, like, okay.
I'm like, if y'all don't hurry up and get up in here, they might not let
like
me
that.
Keep this gate too much longer.
Yeah.
I'm at the club that's letting everybody in.
Yeah. Matter of fact, back door.
Yeah, go through it. Like, I'm him. Because
yeah.
I want everybody to get it. It took me a lot to get the responsibility of keeping the gate.
Yeah.
Like I had to go, I got your gate. We gonna be good. And they trust me with the gate.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna open it and make sure my whole family get in and eat for free.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. When your brother or your cousin get a job at Taco Bell or one of the restaurants,
yeah.
man, work up there.
Yeah.
We ain't even got it. We eating all day.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's how I see what I've done in entertainment.
Mm.
So I just want everybody to eat. And I really, like, that's, to me, that's the too much is given, much is required. But that's really one of my gifts is like,
yo, I can notice something in somebody like, oh, you got it. All you got to do is this, 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 and this, and you gone.
Who you think took in the opportunity that you gave them the most, the furthest?
Ooh, that's tough because everybody's doing so many wonderful things.
It's somebody you just really
and
proud
I can't
of.
even I'm proud of them all, man. Like I can't I know. Because it's like one, I can't take credit for their artistry. I built a platform, and then other people, but because everybody's been through the platform,
right?
From Cat Williams to Kevin to Pete Davidson to all they all been through the platform, but I can't say I made them or helped.
No, it ain't about making. Yeah, like, about somebody you seen something in, and you are part of their journey. Now you see. They
all
even took
them.
It further than you ever gave them.
Yeah,
like they really just there.
To me, you know what's funny too, and I'll bring it back to my kids, man. It's like, that's where I was like, yeah, I can build a platform and even maybe give a little bit of game or something like, or just hold the gate open and watch people flourish. Like, all I did was lift the fence up and hold it. Y'all went in there, but like with my kids, it's like, their achievements are like, oh, I built that. Mm. I cultivated that. That's me right there.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to just helping my peers, that's just holding the gate open. That's just I'm proud of everybody who got through. You know what I mean? Like, everybody from the Corey Holcombs of the world to Afion Crockett, to like, these are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, so I don't take credit for Cat. Kevin, all the people, DC, all of the people that I see thrive, I'm just holding this open so niggas can get through. But when it comes to my next step in life and this journey of giving all that I know, these are my lessons. Mm-hmm. Whether I give them to my specific offspring, my children, or the platforms in which I'm building, like the Canis classes, like the Council Cultures, and like now I can be a conduit and say, ooh, I instilled that in these individuals. And that's the philanthropic work that we're doing.
Going to jump into Crown Society, you're saying that I represent power, I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know my purpose.
Crown, it's abundance, it's royalty, it's prosperity, it's energy.
Put in.
Yeah.
I got to walk with my head held high because you got to see this and you got to see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you gotta get Crown Society today, man.
Neo after the blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X in my Che Guevara era.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.